Sir Walter Scott writes in an introduction to Marmion, "Heap on more wood, the wind is chilled, but let it whistle as it will, we'll keep our Christmas merry still." And later in the same poem, he describes an old world Christmas in detail. "The fire, with well-dried logs supplied, went roaring up the chimney wide. The huge hall table's oaken face, scrubbed till it shone the day to grace, bore then upon its massive board no mark to part the squire and lord. Then was brought in the lusty brawn by old blue-coated serving man. Then the grim boar's head frowned on high, crested with bays and rosemary. Well can the green-garbed ranger tell how, when, and where the monster fell, what dogs before his death he tore, and all the baiting of the boar. The wassail round in good brown bowls, garnished with ribbons, blithely trolls. There the huge sirloin reeked, hard by plum porridge stood, and Christmas pie, nor failed old Scotland to produce at such high tide her savoury goose. Then came the merry maskers in, and carols roared with blithesome din. If unmelodious was the song, it was a hearty note and strong. Who lists may in their mummings see traces of ancient mystery. White shirts supplied the masquerade, and smutted cheeks the visors made. But oh, what maskers richly dight can boast of bosoms half so light? England was merry England when old Christmas brought his sports again. 'Twas Christmas broached the mightiest ale, 'twas Christmas told the merriest tale. A Christmas gambol oft could cheer the poor man's heart through half the year."